May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. A lot of you may remember Zacchaeus from your time in Sunday school or vacation Bible school. I bet a lot of you learned this little song, no matter what denomination you grew up in. I'm not going to sing it, but Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. He climbed up in a sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. And as the Savior came that way, he looked up in the tree, and he said, "Zacchaeus, you come down from there, for I'm going to your house today." This story of Zacchaeus appeals to the writers of children's Bibles and illustrators as well. I remember when our kids were very young, one of those very first books with Bible stories in it, this wonderful pictures of Zacchaeus up in the tree, or Zacchaeus trying to look over the crowd, and then Zacchaeus climbing the tree. Maybe the story of Zacchaeus is appealing to children because children can relate to being left out of grown-up activities. They can relate to being too short to see over a crowd of people when something important is happening. But Zacchaeus was, there's a lot of paradoxical things about him. He was not a child, and he was not someone with no power. To the contrary, Zacchaeus was a tax collector. He had a position of power in that society, and Luke tells us that he was very rich. Luke also tells us that he was short in stature and so couldn't see over the crowd, and the crowd didn't like him and wouldn't let him through, so he had to climb a tree to see Jesus. The reason the crowd didn't like him was, as you may know, in that society, the tax collectors were enmeshed in a very corrupt system. The system was set up to tax heavily and reward the Roman rulers and the tax collectors who skimmed off the top. It was a given that a tax collector then would collect more than was needed and take a lot of it for themselves. So the religious authorities and the man on the street despised the tax collectors. They were considered to be, in fact, unclean because they participated in that unjust system and benefited from it. So Zacchaeus had money and power, but no community. And he yearned for something more. He must have known somehow that Jesus could show him a new way of life, a way of living his life that would offer him joy and companionship, but also a way of life that would call for him to change the way he was living his life drastically. So he climbs up in that sycamore tree and he waits for Jesus to pass by. I imagine no one was more surprised than Zacchaeus when Jesus, out of all those people, focused on him. Jesus sees him, and as Jesus always does, he sees beyond the surface and into Zacchaeus's heart. A heart that was ready for transformation. The crowd condemns Zacchaeus and they grumble because Jesus is going to eat at his house. They probably thought, why isn't Jesus coming to eat at my house tonight? in the house of a despised tax collector. But in the middle of that, Luke tells us right then and there, Zacchaeus doesn't wait for Jesus to get to his house. He has what you might call a conversion experience right then and there. He vows to change his life. Lord, I will give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have wronged anyone, I will pay them back fourfold. This gospel passage has a lot to say to us about stewardship. How did Zacchaeus use his gifts and talents and money before he met Jesus? We can only guess. But then we can look at the difference after he met Jesus. Jesus met Zacchaeus and saw into his heart, a heart that was ready for transformation. And Zacchaeus's life was transformed from one of selfish greed and exploitation to one of extraordinarily generous sharing. And in that, it is also a healing story. And healing in the Gospels always includes restoration to community. Zacchaeus met Jesus and opened his heart so that he could receive the joy and the companionship that awaited him in a new life. Amen.